The following is an original production of AZPM News.
I'm Jason Schreiber with AZPM. Today in the studio, we're joined by Tucson native, music educator, and classical guitarist, Philip Hemo. Philip has spent decades shaping guitar education in Southern Arizona while balancing college teaching, active performance, and new recording projects. We'll talk about his work at Saguaro High School, the evolving world of guitar pedagogy, and what's ahead for this year's TUSD Guitar Festival. And later in the episode, you'll hear a performance by some of his students here in the studio. Philip, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Let's start with your work at Saguaro High School. How long has the school had a guitar program, and how long have you been directing it?
The guitar program was in existence when I was hired 3.5 years ago. It was mostly a basic guitar class that offered a very introductory experience for students. I was grateful that the principal allowed me to mold and shape the program to develop a classical program as students advance through. We still offer beginning courses that allow students with no experience to learn pop, rock, jazz styles, but our intermediate and advanced students are allowed to focus on classical, especially ensemble. And it's really been wonderful. We've had tremendous success, and we've had students really achieve a very high level. I'm very proud of them.
And so how many students do you think you have total now in the whole program?
We probably have currently 125 students.
Wow. And do you happen to know what the total enrollment of the high school is?
I believe it's about 1,200.
That's a great number for that size.
Yes. I'm very grateful. And we have a lot of students who are very dedicated and have really bought into what we're doing.
And what are some of the unique challenges of running a non-traditional music ensemble like a guitar program within a high school curriculum?
You know, my experiences have come from teaching at the college level, both at the U of A, Pima College, University of Illinois. And one of the important things is having a very involved community that helps to support the financial needs to offer education at a high level. And so I am a very intense grant writer. I write a lot of grants. And that has allowed us to expand the program to allow students to have instruments that are of better quality than, you know, the donated steel string guitars, which, by the way, by all means, we'll take them. But for the intermediate and advanced students, it allows us to offer a higher level of instrument. It allows us to offer opportunity to travel to do workshops here at the U of A or at ASU or to perform for organizations around the city. So we're very lucky that the community has engaged us in this way and allowed us to have these opportunities.
That's really great. And you've touched on this a little bit, but some schools do charge participation fees for some music classes. How do you keep Saguaro's guitar program accessible and inclusive to all students, regardless of socioeconomic circumstances?
It's really important to me that anybody who has an interest in studying music, and specifically guitar, can do that without the fear or risk of a financial obligation. So, like I said, I write a lot of grants. We have a lot of things paid for through private donors, and we're grateful to all of them because it gives students the opportunity to have these wonderful experiences, not having to worry about financial need.
You mentioned this too, but correct me if I'm wrong, but there are no prerequisites for joining the program. They don't have to know how to read music, right?
That is correct. I will take anyone into either my regular Guitar 1 class or my dual credit Guitar 1 class. The latter is a class that a student could take with no experience and get college credit through Pima.
Wow.
So anyone with any level of experience is welcome to those courses.
And I wonder what your take on, like, if you're getting some students that are fresh with no musical education, since guitar is a polyphonic instrument similar to piano, I feel like you have a blank canvas with integrating music theory into studying guitar, because it's almost necessary to be teaching theory alongside the technique, I imagine, right?
Yes. The idea is, and while I was on faculty at the U of A, I authored a textbook. The idea was to create a textbook that was without jargon, that allowed students to learn to read music, but at the same time, learn to play chord progressions and rock songs that they really wanted to play. So you can kind of mix the two together. And in a beginning class, really the focus is, how do I help them to see all these things that they can learn to do that help them to be a better musician no matter what they want to play? I literally say to them on the first day of class, I don't care if you want to play classical guitar, if you want to play metal, if you want to play jazz, whatever it is you want to play, you want to be the best at it that you can possibly be. And that means not limiting yourself to what you know.
That's awesome. And then you just mentioned, yeah, you published your own classroom guitar curriculum over 20 years ago, I believe.
Yes, in 1998, and that was through Schirmer Books at the time. In 2018, they eventually put it out of print, which I, 20 years, I was grateful for that run. When it went out of print, I made the conscious choice to make it open source. So it is available to teachers across the United States. It's currently in about 2,000 classrooms. During that same time period, I created video content on my YouTube channel that basically went page by page of the textbook. So now anyone can email me, get a copy of the textbook, and use the tutorial videos and learn to play. The idea is music should be available to everybody.
Absolutely. When I used to be a music educator, I remember that I've seen that book in one of my classrooms.
I'm humbled and I appreciate that. You know, for me, it really is getting the ability to learn music into the hands of young people and adults as well. You know, they have proven students that study music do better at math, they do better at science. So everything that we can do to help support our students.
And do you find that there's a network of guitar educators locally, statewide, or nationally that you collaborate with to share resources, repertoire, and best practices?
Absolutely. In state, there are quite a few guitar teachers in the public school systems, which is wonderful. When I was up at NAU, I taught a guitar pedagogy course for education majors. And that was really great because a number of those graduates went on. And when I'm up at AMEA, the Music Educators Conference, I'll run into them and they'll be like, oh, I'm still using your materials. And it was so great to have this class with you. So there is a great network now. As guitar starts to really break through that threshold and be seen as an educational instrument, much the same as band or orchestra and choir.
In addition to teaching at Saguaro, you also teach at the college level and maintain an active performing career. On paper, it sounds like a lot. Can you walk us through what a typical week looks like for you?
Oh, it is a lot. So I teach at Saguaro. I teach remotely for Northland Pioneer College up in Sholo and Snowflake. Some of the courses I teach at Saguaro are dual credit, so that's through Pima College. So I also have a relationship with Pima College. I haven't been doing as much performance in recent years as I did previously when I would do a lot of touring, but I do have a concert coming up at Dove of Peace Lutheran Church on April 12th. So I hope that if you're interested that you can attend that concert. I still try to compose as much as I possibly can. That's difficult because I need quiet time in order to really think through those thoughts. But, you know, I think it's important. We have one shot at making a difference and helping people. So I really do my best to try and do that.
And that's a good segue over to the next question. Do you find that the existing repertoire for high school guitar ensembles is broad enough? And how much do you end up supplementing with your own arrangements or own compositions?
So I think over the past 15 years, as guitar and guitar orchestras, ensemble music, has started to become more prolific at the high school level, and states are allowing now high school students to compete in all-state guitar competitions or solo and ensemble guitar as the primary instrument, I think that the repertoire has increased. When I composed The Nine Planets in 2021, that was basically to create a set of pieces that were etudes for high school into freshman, sophomore level college guitar students. I think a number of people have had similar ideas where they're creating repertoire that forces developing students to solve particular problems. And the benefit of that is if you can work through those pieces with your students and they learn the lessons, you can then very readily move them on to much more advanced repertoire, such as Cuban Landscape with Rain by Leo Brower, which my students will perform for you.
We're looking forward to that. And you also have a new mini album coming out in January on a German label.
Yes, that's correct. It's G2 Records and Publication. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a short album, but a feature more of Francisco Tárrega's works, his preludes. So I'm looking forward to that. Anytime that I can record and add that music to the repertoire and the performance repertoire, I'm always happy to be able to offer those.
And how often do you release new work, and what factors go into deciding which label you might partner with?
A lot of stuff that I release is on my own label. Nowadays, it's very easy to release on your own label. I try to record at least 20, 25 minutes worth of repertoire a year. And a lot of times it'll just be, I hear a really cool piece that I'd never heard before, so I decide to learn it, work it up, and record it. I probably should collect a lot of those pieces and perform them more, but the schedule has been so busy, I haven't been able to dedicate that time.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. There's only so much time in a school year. Let's talk about the third annual TUSD Guitar Festival coming up March 2nd and 3rd. What can students, educators, and the community expect from this year's event?
So this year's event is going to be fantastic. When I had the idea for a guitar festival through Tucson Unified School District, I had the thought of a way for TUSD schools to be able to come to Saguaro and participate in a day-long event that included workshops and performances and technique sessions so that students from different schools could kind of have that communal feeling that they're all guitarists and they're all learning together. And the first year was so successful that it allowed me to greatly expand the second year. Fueled by private donorship and grants, we were able to bring in a feature artist. This next year will be the third year. Our feature artist is Olga Amalkina Vera, a composer who's also a phenomenal guitarist. She'll be doing a solo recital on Monday night, March 2nd at 7 p.m. at Saguaro High School. I know that we'll ask for a $10 suggested donation, which is a very, very low price because we want to make it inclusive. And then the following day will be a festival. We have a number of guests. Olga will be teaching at that. Professor Tom Patterson from the U of A, Dr. Jose Luis Puerta from the U of A, Steve Lerman from Pima College, possibly Martha Masters from ASU will all be doing workshops and clinics. And so it'll be a great opportunity. We expect 300 students-ish from the Tucson area to participate, and we're really looking forward to it.
We've been talking about your teaching for a while, and now we get to finally hear the results. Philip, would you introduce the students and the piece they've prepared for us?
I would be happy to. The piece they'll be performing is by the contemporary composer Leo Brower. This is Cuban Landscape with Rain. The performers are Daniel, Sawyer, Adiana, and Alyssa.
You've been listening to a guitar quartet from Saguaro High School under the direction of Philip Hemo here in Tucson and recorded live at AZPM's Baker Center for Public Media. Our performers were Daniel, Sawyer, Ariana, and Alyssa performing Leo Brower's Cuban Landscape with Rain. We're going to take an opportunity to get to know our performers a bit through a few questions. Dan, what do you personally enjoy about this piece?
I really like how the notes mix together, especially since we're all playing kind of random parts that when you play it together, it just makes this really beautiful piece. And when you're playing it as a performer, you have to really think about what you're doing because it's so involved. But then once you're able to step back and listen to it, you're like, wow, I actually did that. That's awesome.
Great to see the sum of its parts.
Ariana, what's a piece of Mr. Hemo's advice or feedback that really stuck with you?
What he usually told us was, as long as we get a little bit better than we were yesterday, then we're improving a lot. And I think that really helped us bring this piece together. We weren't looking at it as a whole. We were able to go piece by piece and make everything better.
Alyssa, what kind of music do you listen to outside of class? And does it influence how you play?
I really like math rock. And I think it really influences how I play because, you know, the licks are really intense, just like in this piece.
And then finally, Sawyer, how has being in this program changed how you think about music in general?
I've learned so much from it, just from the different opportunities that it's given me. You would not believe the kind of stuff Mr. Hemo puts together. It'll be like 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and he'll be like emailing me, be like, Sawyer, this crazy new thing's coming up. This person's coming into town. You should totally meet them and do this or go to this concert or play for this person or do something. And, you know, like 4 hours later when I wake up and respond, I'm like, oh yeah, and that's super cool, and it turns out to be a great opportunity. I've met a lot of people that way, and I've had a lot of experiences that way, even like this interview right now, you know what I mean? Like, this is something I've never done before. It's so much fun, super cool, just having all those experiences. I would say, I don't know if I could put one thing that it's like changed for my experience, but cumulatively, it's done a lot.
Do you want to keep playing guitar after high school, or what's next with guitar in your life?
Absolutely, I do. I'm not quite sure what I want to do with it specifically, but I'm definitely going to keep playing.
Well, I really enjoy guitar. I think throughout high school, it's been a wonderful experience. I want to keep that going.
For me, I feel like right now I'm like really happy with it. I love it. It's like a really good thing in my life. However, I do want to pursue a different like career. I do want to become a surgeon and do my own thing. But like I will keep guitar in my life for sure because it just brings me a lot of joy.
Surgeons and guitarists both have to have very dexterous hands.
It'll help. Yeah. It'll improve me.
If your guitar could talk, what would it say about your practice habits?
Do better. Do better.
It would say. Clean the fretboard more.
Yeah, maybe.
Great. Well, thank you guys. It was a pleasure hearing you today, and thank you so much for answering our questions.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You just heard our conversation with Philip Pimo, Tucson-based guitarist and music educator for Saguaro High School here in the Tucson Unified School District, as well as the performance and reflections from his students. I'm Jason Schreiber for AZPM's Extempore Series. Thanks for listening.
AZPM's original productions are made possible in part by the Community Service Grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by donations from listeners like you. Learn more at support.azpm.org. Thank you.